Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, they got a big hour for you. Ann Coulter will be here in a second, I guess. She's being followed by This is French TV. They're doing a day in the life of Ann Coulter.
Oh, how exciting that might be.
Well, you never know. Yeah, they'll come in a minute. That's all these cameras, and that woman is like the Nora O'Donnell of France. So it's interviewing her, and they'll wander in here in a moment. So this House Judiciary debate is going on all day. Articles of impeachment. It'll be over at the end of the day.
I think they're going to vote today, yeah.
And then they'll vote. We're just in suspense how they will vote. How will Nadler vote? Will he vote for the articles of impeachment? Jeez, we'll wait and see. But what is the point of this, besides just getting themselves on television, what is the point of this day-long debate? Wording?
Wording, and it's an opportunity to attach amendments, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's not enough there. We need amendments because they don't have charges. Originally, they were going to charge bribery. You remember they had all those eggheads on there for a week saying, definitely bribery. These are all the idiots. It's just their opinion. In their opinion, it's bribery. In their opinion, it's bribery. And then after that was all over, before they wrote it up, they met with some real judges and lawyers. I mean, for the real law. And apparently we're told there's no bribery here. You could never make a bribery charge here. So they couldn't say bribery. So they called it abuse of power.
Correct, yeah.
Which could mean anything. It could mean anything. And obstruction of justice is a crime, but apparently they were told by the serious lawyers, there's no obstruction of justice here. So they can't say that. So they dropped the obstruction of justice. Instead, they came up with this obstruction of Congress, which may sound bad, but it's not a crime. There's nothing criminal about it, and people do it all the time. It was something the Obama administration did constantly. The worst that will happen with obstruction of Congress, they could hold you in contempt of Congress. And it happened to Attorney General Eric Holder, Lois Lerner. Remember in the Obama administration, they were held in contempt of Congress. Remember what happened to them? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. In every administration, officials are held in contempt of Congress. It's basically saying you have contempt for Congress. And who doesn't? put on your TV and look at Gerald Nadler. Tell me you don't look at him and just feel contempt for this repulsive troll. Michael Cohen is looking to get his sentence reduced. What was the sentence? It was a couple of years, I think.
I thought it was like almost 10, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty significant.
So he is saying that because he's doing so much cooperating, he says he's devoted almost 100 hours to cooperating with authorities, that in exchange for that, he should be getting a much reduced sentence. First of all, most guys love cooperating with authorities. Not that they're going to tell much, but when you're in prison, it gets you out of prison. People come visit you, or they take you from the prison and bring you down to their office. You know, like if you're the district attorney, you're brought to Lower Manhattan to come into the district attorney's office, which is very nice, and they bring you lunch. And most prisoners would love this. It gets them out of jail for the day. He says he's cooperating. I think he said 170 total hours. Now, all these locals, the U.S. attorney, the district attorney, they're all trying to investigate Donald Trump. Not that there's any crime. Not that they even want to investigate Donald Trump. It just looks good with the voters. Cy Vance is up for re-election, so he has to pretend he doesn't like Donald Trump and that he's investigating. Cohen says he testified with Cy Vance, or cooperated with testimony, for almost 10 hours. That's not a lot when you're cooperating with a district attorney.
No, exactly.
That's not much.
It's like a first meeting.
That means there was nothing that he could give him. There was nothing useful there. That sounds like 2 days, and you know what? Enough with him. Cohen was not Donald Trump's lawyer. People try to make it sound like he was Donald Trump's personal attorney. He was not. Donald Trump has some of the finest attorneys in the world, big attorneys like Mark Kasowitz and all this. But every billionaire has a guy, some little schmucky attorney that's just paid to be the in-house guy. And what he's for is stuff where you wouldn't send it to the real attorneys. Let's say you had a date with a porn star and she's needs to be paid off. You don't send that to the real lawyer or the big law firm for two reasons. One, if it goes to the big law firm or your real lawyers, by the time they're done with this, you can get a bill for $280,000. You know, it's like $1,200 an hour and they put six associates on every hour.
Yeah.
Not to mention, when it goes to the big law firm, by the time they're done, 40 people saw it. So you have a little guy on staff, just a little broken-down lawyer. He writes the letter. He delivers the check. I think Cohen got $75,000 a year from the Trump Organization. He came in like 2 days a week. He had his own practice somewhere else. But that's all that is. Remember there was a thing with Fordham University. Donald Trump and the campaign didn't want his transcripts released. So you needed a guy to write a threatening letter to Fordham, make it clear they can't release his transcripts. So you have this guy do it for $1.50. If you send it to the real law firm, again, he's a bill for $362,000 for this letter. It took 9 associates and 47 hours. So he doesn't know much. If you listen to the one audio, remember the one time he recorded a conversation with Trump?
Right.
Go online. You can listen to it. You can hear. He has no relationship with Trump. In fact, he's there to report. I wrote the letter. Here's the amount. That's all he said. And you can hear at every point he tries to start a conversation with Donald Trump. He tries to start engaging him in a conversation. And you can hear at every point Trump go, yeah, yeah, anyway, okay, what else, what else, what else? And he just won't talk to him. And then at one point you hear Rona come in and say, Richard is on the phone. And he's, oh, I got to go. Now, I know who Richard is, and Richard doesn't call the switchboard. Richard has his cell phone. So it's not really Richard on the phone. So that's the cue. Remember in Casino? He could push that button and the secretary would come in and say, you've got to go. You've got this meeting. So it was just to get rid of somebody. So that was Cohen's relationship. So nothing will probably come of that. You notice what Michael Bloomberg is up to? He's the world's worst candidate. He's just this little shrimpy guy and he can't talk. He's the most boring guy. When he starts to talk, everybody just goes to sleep. So he's got a billion commercials all over. Everywhere you turn, there's his commercials. But you can't hear him talk, so they have a big announcer with a big voice, dramatic guy, do the talking. Now he's going around bribing everybody. You want to see some bribery? He's donating millions to everybody in the Democratic world that he needs help from. Every senator, every governor, he's just running around the country giving them money. You know that Stacey Abrams, who almost got elected to the Senate, or governor, or whatever it was? Nice woman, but she's, kind of inconsequential, not doing much of anything. He just went down there and gave her $5 million for her little association.
Is she from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to need Georgia.
By the way, all of them have like their own little Clinton Foundation where you can deposit money if you need to. Supposedly, it's an association working to prevent voter fraud.
Yeah.
We already have the FBI and all this stuff. We've got plenty of people preventing voter fraud. But if you wanted to slip her $5 million, you can put it into that association. So he just did that. Then there's another governor somewhere where he's going to need help in that state. He just went gave him $10 million for his little foundation or whatever it is. So
he's going to buy this thing.
He's already spent $80 million on commercials. Now he's running around giving out $100 million to these people. That's like $180 million. I don't care how much ego you have or how bored you get. How could this be worth $180 million? But I guess if you got $57 billion.
It's like you spending $50.
No, it's like when you got $57 billion, this is like $1.50.
Oh,
it's nothing.
Right?
It's like just change. Let's say the whole thing was going to cost him $1 billion. So what? You got 50. So by the time you're done, I only got $56 billion. You know, when you have $56 billion, if you just throw it in treasury bonds, you get like $500 million a year or whatever. If you put it in a really good fund, and you'd make $5 billion a year. Actually, he's been making $5 billion a year just on his stock.
Nice.
For the last 4 years, he's made $5 billion a year. And then he wants to talk to you about income inequality. But if you're making $5 billion a year, you could spend half a year's salary. You could spend $2.5 billion on this. It is kind of sick, isn't it?
It is sick.
You remember the other day I said he had 11 houses?
He's got more?
15, I'm sorry. 15 that I've been able to see. 15 that I know about. 15 that I know about. Yeah, he's got 3 in Manhattan.
Who needs 15?
3 in Westchester, 2 in the Hamptons.
Oh my gosh.
This is when you're this kind of billionaire. If wherever you are, you just look, it's 3 blocks. Let me buy a house here. So
it's closer to my favorite restaurant.
Yeah. And 42 cars. Well, you have to have one for every direction. You have to have one parked everywhere. So anyway, this bored guy is going to try to buy this. Hey, the other big thing is Brexit. That election is taking place today.
That's right, yeah.
Is it today?
Today, yes.
Now, this is, if you don't understand Brexit, here's the deal. It's just like here. In Europe, in Britain, everywhere, they've got a swamp. They got a deep state. They got a swamp. And they got the regular people who don't want what the swamp wants. They have conflicting interests. In this country, The swamp wants open borders. The Soros, Davos crowd, they want the borders open. They want to be able to do business across the borders. They want totally open borders. They're globalists. This is what they want here. That's why they don't want a wall. They want the border wide open. It's the same thing over there. They want the borders wide open. They want everything flowing across every border. It's better for them. It's not good for you, but it's better for them. So the people hate this European Union. They want out. They want to exit it. But the globalists want it, and they control all the politicians. That's why the legislature, the parliaments, the everything wants to keep this European Union. Because that way, they have open borders. Everything can flow every which way. The people hate it. If you're just a normal British citizen, not in the middle of London, which is like the, you know, the liberal swamp, but if you go out into the country, they don't want three guys in Brussels, unelected officials, telling them what their laws are, what their rules are, what they're allowed to do. They don't want a bunch of guys in Brussels deciding on what their border will look like. They want the country to do it. So they want to get out of this European Union. Boris Johnson is their Donald Trump. He's trying to lead this, but the whole swamp and deep state over there is trying to stop him. So we'll see what happens today.
I think Johnson's supposed to win, right?
Yeah. If you go to the actual, and it's the same thing. They've got rigged polls over there. They play with the metrics to make it look like, but still, people want out of this European Union. So we'll see what happens. He's got the full support of the president. So we'll see. This Time Magazine Person of the Year. This is ridiculous. What's her name? Greta Thunberg?
Thunberg,
whatever the hell her name is, this screechy, screaming idiot. So the president tweeting out today about little Greta, get some help, get some anger management classes, chill, try to be a normal person. So now he's being attacked everywhere for how could dare he mock this young girl. But she was given the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Did you know there's still a Time Magazine? I don't know where you would find this Time
Magazine. Only this time of year you're reminded.
All the old news people are talking about Time Magazine, Man of the Year, Time Magazine, Person of the Year. And everybody under 40 is going, what the hell is Time Magazine? Did you ever hear Time Magazine? We've heard of Time Out.
Well, Time Magazine used to be big. Remember? You used to wait a whole week to get your news?
Hey, Polaroid used to be big, too. They had these Polaroid cameras. It's not big anymore. And that's like...
it came out once a week.
Time Magazine. You know who got the... it was a group of the year? All the witnesses, that Vindman with the usher's uniform,
really?
Those bow tie idiots that testified, it said, guardians of our, guardians of our truth? These are just idiots from cubicles across the street in the Eisenhower office building. They're idiots that work in cubicles. They have nothing to say about anything. They're junior staff people. How could Time Magazine do that?
Hey, that's what they do.
Anyway, are you waiting to come in? Oh, well, come on in. This is Ann Coulter. Who cannot make a normal entrance like
she's
a normal
person.
She's
got to have a TV crew with her.
Look at this. This Ann Coulter is with us in the studio.
Hello.
Now, she can't just come in like a normal person. you know, normal guest comes in by themselves. You hand them a bottle of water. They're happy. Look at this. She's got a TV crew. And not just a TV crew. This is like the French TV network.
It's huge.
It's huge.
You're going to be huge all over Europe, Mark.
And she is like the Nora O'Donnell of France.
Bigger.
Nora O'Donnell's a big anchor now.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, so, and what are they doing?
I don't know, you'll have to ask them.
You just move a little, he needs to see me in there.
Oh
yeah, there you go.
Oh, through the window.
Yeah, so, what are they doing? Is this like a day in the life?
No, it's not just about me, it's a documentary, Conservative Women and Millennials, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, but why they're following you around all day?
As you know, and I've explained to them, but I think they don't believe me, following me around would be sitting in my bedroom, watching me tweet, roll over, and take a nap.
Yes.
There isn't all that much to follow.
You should follow me around all day.
Right.
You people would be horrified. Of course, it's French TV. I don't think anything would shock them, but...
That's true. No, I just explained that my entire life is basically me in retirement.
Well, you go out a lot. You go to places.
Right, that's exactly what I do in retirement.
Yeah.
I'd tweet the same. I'd write the same stuff. I'd watch the same TV. A tweet, roll over, and take a nap.
So what do you think is going to happen? We're just in suspense here. Nadler's committee is to vote on impeachment. We're just dying to see what the vote is. We can't predict.
I know. I'm on Tinder hooks. Well, as you may have noticed, my weekly column was about Law and Order SVU. Why would that be? Mark and I are big hate watchers together. We, for years, have been the only people I know obsessively watching MSNBC. And I can't do it anymore. I can't do it, Mark. It's too boring. And so I've found that, you know, when I'm dressing or wrapping presents or something, I turn on Law and Order. And it turns out Law and Order SUV, written by people who took a vow to never leave their homes, talk to people, or read. So it's always opposites day. And every perp for even some crimes that are really not associated with white men is always committed by a handsome, blue-eyed American man. So that's what I wrote about.
You ever watch that CSI? That one's the testing they do, the chemicals. Boy, you watch that show, you'd never commit a crime ever again.
I was just talking to someone who works with criminals last night, and she told
Jerry Nadler?
No. She told me, and this makes me so happy because one of my favorites, and I love that your poor listeners who thought that they were going to get a little politics today are getting a television review. One of my favorite shows is Forensic Files, half an hour in and out. They always solve the crime, and it's mostly with DNA. It's really great. I mean, they'll go back and solve monstrous murders from the 70s, 80s. It wasn't until sometime in the 90s, well, after OJ, really, that DNA became standard practice. Yeah. But anyway, she told me that criminals are apparently not watching Forensic Files, and they leave their DNA over everything. They do not know there are surveillance cameras pretty much every... You cannot commit a crime in America without it being on videotape. That's how they think everything is fingerprints. Well, you don't have my fingerprints. That's... It's like etchings on a cave wall fingerprints.
Yeah, it's very outdated. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk to Ann Coulter, and we got lots to get to. Hey, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday today, so here's some great Sinatra video. Also, what's the real Nancy Pelosi like behind the scenes? Watch Kellyanne Conway tell the truth about her. Also, watch the Democrats starring in the new Scorsese movie, Badfellas. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.
Put a little more Mark Simone in your day. Get his podcasts on demand at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710WOR.
Well, Ann Coulter is with us in the studio right now. We're also on French television, the big French TV network, where viewership is way up since everybody's on strike over there. They're at home watching. It's not like they have to go to work right now. So what would you do if you were Donald Trump? He wants to, if it goes to a Senate trial, he wants to do a full trial, bring in all his witnesses, everything. Lindsey Graham is saying, forget that. Let's just acquit you real fast right. And get over it. What would you do?
I acquit him really fast. Yeah. It's so boring. As I was just saying, this is why I wrote about Law and Order this week. It may be a continuing series. Even I can't watch this. I tuned in briefly last night to see if I was missing anything on MSNBC. And I forget who it was. I think it was a Democratic congressman, was once again citing Donald Trump saying at that rally, if you're listening, Russia... That has to be said within every 5 minute span on MSNBC and CNN. If you, as I've told you before, you could not tell the difference in one of these shows and a show from 18 months ago or 3 years ago. It's the exact same thing. So you can stop watching that.
Yeah.
Are we doing weather now? Traffic?
Oh, no, not yet. Every
movie
Joe,
reviews.
That's Joe Bartlett.
Movie reviews.
This is Ann Coulter.
I don't do movie reviews.
I can do movie. See Ford v Ferrari. I may write about that too.
He's the news director.
All entertainment from now on. What was the best gift you ever got?
The best gift.
What the hell? She's asking everybody.
Golf clubs.
Yeah, that won't work.
She means in the $30 range.
Oh. No. It's not expense. Just not a big golfer. I'm looking. Men are very.
Why
hard
do you keep asking everybody this? Who is this?
I'm not
year?
Everybody. I'm asking men because men are very difficult.
Okay,
to
but
shop
who
for.
Is this year
None
trying
of
to get
your beeswax?
No, it's one. Of
oh, so you're
guys.
Looking for a male gift?
Yeah.
I don't know, something flashy, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's helpful.
Why don't you just give him a gift certificate to somewhere?
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know. We'll take some calls in a moment. If you got the best idea for a gift. So, you know, every impeachment, though, is a crime. In other words, Clinton, he tampered with a witness in a courtroom. He committed perjury in a courtroom. With Nixon, it was a break-in. With this particular one, there's no crime. You
but
couldn't
it's
be
more
a
than not a crime. As you may recall, my first smash New York Times bestselling book was High Crimes and Misdemeanors. It doesn't have to be, and I can imagine something that isn't a crime that would clearly be impeachable. But they have the president being the president.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it could be jaywalking, and all you hear about is, I was listening before coming here because I thought I should know something is going on. I'm listening to Swalwell at the hearing today going on, what this president did was a crime against the Constitution. And then he goes on for 10 minutes describing how important the Constitution is. Okay, but what did he do? As I described in my book, Demonic, this is how mobs operate. They talk in abstractions and word pictures, but you never get the details. And the detail is here, in exchange for a massive package of foreign aid, Trump asked for a favor. That's called foreign policy.
Yeah.
So did Obama when he made a deal with Iran that many people are unhappy with. You stop building nukes, we'll release all this money to you. That's what foreign policy is. The commander-in-chief is supposed to be doing it. Here it was to investigate corruption. I mean, the fact that Joe Biden is running for president, which seems to be what they're hanging their hat on, or was going to run for president, whatever it was at that point. You know, why doesn't Jeffrey Epstein announce he's running for president?
Yeah, then you're immune
from
investigation.
He'd still
be
alive.
Hey,
no,
when Biden held up the foreign aid, it was $1 billion.
And it was for a clearly, I mean,
personal purpose.
There was a personal purpose. That is at least something worth having a trial about. There was a personal purpose involved. That hasn't been proved factually, but he wanted a prosecutor fired who was investigating the company that was paying his son. There's a personal interest there. Maybe that wasn't his reason. You'd have a trial to figure that out. But there's no personal reason for Trump. You can't just say, well, Biden was running for president. Yeah, he was the former vice president. If the former vice president was corruptly withholding $1 billion in aid to help his son, now that would be corruption.
By the way,
it might not be a crime. That would be a good example of something that could be a high. Now, he's out of office now.
I love when you watch Rachel Maddow, Chuck Todd, George Stephan, they give you this, yes, but everybody was calling for that prosecutor to be fired. What? When was this? Nobody was calling.
No,
for
and
it.
Also, who cares? Did they have a son being investigated by
that prosecutor? Well, actually, they did. It was only three European countries, and each one had a board member on that company.
Is that right?
Yes. So that's.
You see, I really haven't been paying attention. So each of them had a personal reason. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you were covering everything at the time. You remember people calling for that prosecutor?
No, I know.
So if you can be arrested for it, it's impeachable. In other words, Jerry Orbach on Law and Order could come in and say, you're under arrest for perjury and witness tampering.
No, there are some things you could do that wouldn't be impeachable that are crimes.
But Jerry Orbach can't come in and say, you're under arrest for calling for an investigation into Joe Biden.
Well, you're certainly not committing an impeachable crime for doing something that is in your constitutional rights to do.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did a quick Nexus search on foreign aid, because Americans, as you know, and I'm with them, oppose all foreign aid. So, yeah, of course we want strings attached. And there are always strings attached. It's almost always clean up the corruption, sometimes specific stuff. The State Department calls for it. The president calls for it. This is what presidents do.
Yeah, that's why it's foreign aid. We want something. It's not, we have too much money. We have to get rid of some of this. So, hey, we'll come back with Ann Coulter on 710 WOR. Let's get all the latest news right now. Here's Joe Bart.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone, 710 WOR.
Well, Ann Coulter is here in the studio being followed around by this crew from French television. We're on where are we on right now? All over?
Well, no place right now.
Oh, well, I mean, it's live. They do 12 hours, and it'll be 3 minutes when it gets on the air. It'll be longer, right? Much longer. Well, you've been through that, right? Where they come to your house, and they interview you for 4 days, and then...
Well, that's what I was worried about with the Frontline interview. I don't know if you saw that. It was on immigration on PBS. And it got to the point, actually, as I've done with French TV here, I'm just popping my Nicorettes because it was just going on and on and on. And I figured, you know, they're not going to use all this stuff. I'll get into personalities. I'll just speak truthfully about a lot of things. They're not going to use this. It's too boring. And then they ran like a full hour of it online.
Wow.
Which was disturbingly honest. None of it untrue.
No, that's good. So you were wondering about a Christmas gift. Was it a Christmas present or a birthday present?
Well, either one.
I would get this new,
is this an ad?
No. You like Apple,
the new
right?
water filter.
You like Apple products, right?
I do.
You have a Mac desktop?
Laptop.
Okay, well, there's the desktop, the Mac, and there's the Mac.
Actually, I have everything.
All right, there's the Mac Pro. This is their top-of-the-line new desktop. They opened that plant in Austin. This is what they're going to make there. If you get this, it's a total of $60,000 with the display. I can see you're not warming up for this.
Well, that was a little above my price point.
Oh, it's the finest computer desktop in the world with the finest display in the world, and it's if you get the special mouse and the right keyboard, $60,000.
And I know you're going to get this.
No, I don't. You know, when they tell you, you know, you get a TV. You get an HD TV. Then they tell you, oh, now it's 4K.
Right,
you
have right.
Then you get your 4K. Now it's 6K. Now it's 12. And you know, if you're watching reruns from 19, right. The Andy Griffith Show, you don't need the 6K.
And, but you always get the new iPhone. I wait for people like you to work out the bugs.
Yeah, no, well, there's no more bugs anymore. That's stopped a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but your iPhone 3, it does the job. Don't need to upgrade.
At least I don't have to worry about anyone stealing it on the subway.
Well, they might. They'll look at it and say, oh,
here. I'm sending it to an antique store.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the FISA hearing.
Go ahead.
Even though it's really, really boring, but I think your listeners, in order to skip 12 hours of boredom, need to know the important thing. And that was this Kevin Kleinsmith. Have you talked about him?
No.
Well, this is the one, I think, the most crucial thing from Horowitz's report. And forget, you know, the conclusions. I was never expecting anything else. Horowitz was recommended by Ben Cardin, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know why certain conservative talk TV hosts were saying, oh, it's going to be devastating. He's a straight shooter. You know, wait for the report before pre-certifying. But anyway.
Well, the one myth, though, all you heard the news report was he said the investigation was justified. But they leave out the next part where he goes into detail. He said it was only justified because the bar is way too low.
Right.
And this must be changed because it wouldn't really be justified under a normal set of criteria.
Right. And there were something like 17 lies and major errors in applying for these FISA warrants, which do allow just unbelievable spying on American citizens. But this Kevin Kleinsmith, who had many of the same sorts of outrageous, biased emails to his lover. Lots of lovers going on at FBI, and they're all utter Dorcas erectuses. Anyway, not only all of this stuff about, you know, how ugly and horrible Trump supporters are, and oh my gosh, viva la resistance. He actually, one of the questions the FISA court had when they came back, when DOJ came back a third time to extend a FISA warrant on American citizen Carter Page, the FISA court said, has he ever worked for a government agency? The FBI checks, we believe it's the CIA. The report just says something like another government agency, but it seems to be the CIA, had emails back to the FBI saying, yes, he worked for us.
Yeah.
We had him as... And Kevin Kleinsmith changes the email from the CIA from, we can certify that Carter Page has worked for, you know, XYZ agency. He changes it to has not worked for.
It was a deliberate lie to cover up there was no way on earth you should be doing surveillance on Carter Page.
That's pretty egregious when you change was an agent for us to was not an agent for us. That isn't, oh, it's just human oversight and people make mistakes and you're allowed to have political beliefs. No, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and when they say there were 17 errors, that's an example of an error where somebody crossed out the correct statement and put in a false statement. That was an error.
Right, 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 right. Oops.
And Carter Page, I'd say a year from now, is going to be a very wealthy man. He's going to sue and make himself a lot. He was totally framed.
It's very hard to sue the government. I don't think it should be for reasons like this.
Well, I don't. Yeah, but you may be able to sue the networks and all that stuff for putting out this false information.
I think it's going to be very tough. I think it should be easier, and especially for something like this. It really is egregious. They were just always counting on Hillary winning.
And it was only the framing of Carter Page and the false them to be able to get the warrant on Papadopoulos. So he was then falsely accused.
Well, I was so happy yesterday. I don't know if you saw my tweet. Finally, someone has picked up the fabulous point from Chapter 17 of Resistance is Futile. You know, the FBI kept throwing out these various things, or Weissman, I guess, was leaking it to the New York Times of why this Russia investigation was started. And it was just this constantly scrolling list as each one was shot down. Well, the final one at the end of the game of musical chairs was when little George Papadopoulos gets drunk in London, and he tells an Australian diplomat that he has deep inside information that the Russians have Hillary's emails. They have information on her. And allegedly, this Australian diplomat contacts the FBI. Oh, they thought this was so serious. We got to open an investigation. Well, I go through in Chapter 17. I mean, the Clintons always took advantage of this. There are actually two separate Hillary email scandals. One are the emails from her server that she conveniently deleted, the one she was hiding from Obama, which I know is why she had a private server. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, and those are emails that belong to the American people, by the way. That is something that would be impeachable, but not a criminal case, because that belongs to the American people. You're Secretary of State. You have a private server. You just delete these tens of thousands of emails. Then separately, there were the emails stolen from the DNC. So when you hear Hillary's emails, a lot of them were Hillary's emails to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and John Podesta and so on and so forth. They're two separate scandals. All Papadopoulos said was the Russians have Hillary's emails. I went through and I didn't even put one tenth of them in. Over the past year, every single person on the face of the earth with a mic in front of them had said the Russians, the Chinese, the Saudis, they probably have Hillary's emails.
Yeah, it was said by everybody. It was common knowledge. And Papadopoulos just repeating what was in the news.
Yes. And I think the Australian diplomat may spend a little too much time drinking with 20-year-olds and didn't understand that. But surely the FBI did, because they had just held the press conference on what? Hillary's emails. In fact, in the book, I was very happy to report that Kimberly Guilfoyle told Trump's joke about, hey, Russia, if you're listening, you can do us a favor by producing those Hillary emails. Yeah, it was a joke then. Trump independently thinks of the same joke, tells it at a rally. Everybody laughs. But as I've mentioned before, one of the left's political strategies, one of their argument techniques is not getting jokes.
Or just cutting it so you don't hear the laughter right afterwards.
Right.
Hey, we'll finish up with Ann Coulter in a moment. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of great stuff up there. Today is Frank Sinatra's birthday. He'd be 104 today. But we have, if you go to the webpage, you'll see a lot of great Sinatra video up there. Also, what's the real Nancy Pelosi like behind the scenes? Watch Kellyanne Conway tell the truth about her. And then watch the Democrats. Oh, no, this is pretty good. She just reveals what she does to women.
When is she hanging out with Nancy Pelosi?
You'll see. She comes out of a meeting with her, and just what she did in the meeting tells all. But watch this. Democrats in the new Scorsese movie, Badfellas. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.